We have learned about the many factors attributable to human activities that are causing a severe and rapid degradation of marine ecosystems around the world, including unsustainable fishing, that includes blast fishing and harvest of aquarium fish and illegal fishing, with over-harvest of fish being the number one threat to marine species worldwide. We also touched on coastal development and the tourism that accompanies it, chronic pollution by garbage, especially plastic, but also by sediments and nutrients that cause eutrophication. We discussed the threat of climate change on coral reefs through sea surface warming and acidification. It is clear that reefs cannot sustain the level of impacts that humans have been inflicting on them over the last few decades for very much longer. Perhaps the rapidity with which we have witnessed coral reef decline reflects our relative ignorance of ecosystems that are inhospitable to us, and certainly marine ecology is still in its infancy relative to terrestrial ecology. But while some scientists and conservationists believe it already may be too late to prevent most coral reefs on the planet from meeting their demise, I take a more optimistic view. We do have many solutions at hand, and perhaps, with their rapid and widespread deployment, we can avert a tragedy in the seas.